It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Rolling back in the world of music history, as we do when I fill in. It's a double event today. First, happy birthday to Madonna, who turns 64 years old today. 300 million records sold worldwide. You might know the name Madonna. So big, she just needs one name. Best-selling female recording artist of all time by Guinness. And holds the record for most number one singles by a female artist in Australia, Canada, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom. I believe Mariah Carey has that record here in the U.S. But as I said, a double event. It's not just Madonna's birthday. It's also the anniversary of this song, Papa Don't Preach, hitting number one on the singles charts back in 1986. It was her fourth chart topper. And it's a triple anniversary. Also number one on this day on the album charts with True Blue. So quite the day for Madonna. She turns 64 years old today. If you recall the video for this song, Danny Aiello, who recently passed away a year ago or so, starring in the Madonna video for Papa Don't Preach. She's 64 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Ambassador Francis Rooney coming up after the bottom of the hour. Former ambassador to the Holy See, also a former congressman as well. Story broke in the New York Times yesterday and continues this morning over at Politico. And it's important. It's a warning siren. It's a, you know, Drudge. You guys even go to Drudge anymore? I don't know if you know the backstory on Drudge, but look. Like, Drudge is not really in charge of Drudge anymore. There's a long, big story here. So I assume he's still kind of a tastemaker, and people go there to find links. But anyway, point being that it's certainly one that drives the day. Certainly, it's splashed in places. Republican Senate campaign arm slashing ad buys in a couple of states. Political story this morning. My point was, Drudge would have the siren on top of his site when big stories would break. And this is kind of a, not a big story, but it's a siren alert warning sort of story. As midterm election campaigns heat up in the Senate's top battlegrounds, the National Republican Senatorial Committee is canceling millions of dollars of ad spending, sending GOP campaigns and operatives into a panic and upending the committee's initial spending plan. This is the Politico story this morning. The cuts total about $13.5 million since August 1st, come as the Republican Senate Campaign Committee is forced to, quote, stretch every dollar we can, said a person familiar with the deliberations. Nominees in critical states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina have failed to raise enough money to get on the air themselves, requiring the NRSC to make cuts elsewhere to accommodate. Since August 1st, the NRSC has cut ad buys in the battleground states of Pennsylvania by $7.5 million, Arizona by $3.5 million, Wisconsin by $2.5 million, and Nevada by $1.5 million. People are asking, what the heck is going on, said one strategist. Why are we cutting in August? I've never seen it like this before. While the scale of cuts is unprecedented, Politico says the NRSC is already ahead of its typical schedule on ad spending. They've spent $36.5 million on TV spots this cycle. Democrats have spent just $1.9 million to date. Person familiar with the deliberations said the committee is swapping some of its independent expenditure spending for coordinated and hybrid spending with campaigns. That's more technical than you probably have to know. Someone pushed back yesterday, said from the Republican Senate side that they were pushing back from early in the cycle to later in the cycle. I don't know about the strategy there, because as we've talked about many times, it's not election day anymore. It's election season. And so getting up early, being able to define yourself and define your message ahead, way ahead of election day, is actually a big advantage right now, because people are voting. I mean, different states have different rules. People are voting sometimes 6 weeks out, 4 weeks out from election day. So spending early has become far more important recently. And the NRSC, led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida, is at least moving, if not cutting back, some of the spending on these senatorial campaigns in important states, right? I mean, Pennsylvania, that's Dr. Oz. Arizona, that's Blake Masters. Wisconsin, that's Ron Johnson. Nevada, that's Adam Laxalt. Those are incredibly important races for Republicans to either defend or win. And I mentioned briefly yesterday, there's some concern. I mean, the Senate race at Ohio, J.D. Vance should be a slam dunk, should not be a real big concern for Republicans. And yet, there's some consternation there about how that race is going. The race in Pennsylvania, which, you know, maybe should be a toss-up at best. You're looking to replace an incumbent Republican senator there. Dr. Oz is not performing very well, down double digits in some polls, to an opponent, the Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, who has not been even on the campaign trail after suffering a massive stroke. There's some real concerns there. And then you hope to flip a state like Arizona. You hope to flip a state like Nevada. You have to defend a state like Wisconsin and Ron Johnson. There's a lot of battlegrounds there in the Senate. And I guess the reason why I say that this is a sort of flashing warning sign early on in the campaign is that you can't take things for granted. Look, this is a favorable environment. Polling is not in the president's favor, not in Democrats' favor when it comes to job performance and even generic ballot. But there's still some months to go here, and it is not a slam dunk. And we cannot forget about how important these 2022 midterms are. You look back at the difference that took place. Look, those Georgia Senate runoff seats that Republicans ended up losing. That's the reason we have this so-called Inflation Reduction Act at this point, right? Democrats won both of those seats. Those were hugely important. These races in 2022, these Senate races, and certainly the House as well, are just as important. And we can't sort of take our eyes off the ball as we get closer to November. These are extremely important. And especially on the Senate side of things, nothing should be taken for granted as we get closer to November. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, try Great Lakes Pet Food, made with the highest quality pork and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve uses for his herd of canines. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Check them out there, GreatLakesPetFood.com, on the Steve Gruber Show.